Hello and welcome to the VectorVest Real-Time Derby. My name is Steve Chappell. I'm the Manager of Educational Services for VectorVest. The VectorVest Real-Time Derby is a revolutionary new product. This is a groundbreaking tool that will enable traders of all experience levels to enjoy the benefits of short-term trading. Despite the phrase that you always hear of, you can't beat the market, VectorVest has been doing it for years, and you can too. How'd you like to go to the racetrack and be able to place your bets after the race has already started? You'd be able to see which horses were leading the pack and which ones were struggling to keep up, giving you an incredible advantage over everyone else at the track. Well, this real-time derby application is going to give us that same type of advantage, only in our stock trading. We begin by identifying the short-term trend of the market, which is indicated by our primary wave. And to find the primary wave indicator, it's no more difficult than just right here on your homepage. Right in the center, I'll draw your attention to this box here titled Color Guard. In the Color Guard box, we have a trend column. In the trend column, you'll see four letters across each row. The first two letters represent the primary wave. We can see on June 12th, as of the time I'm shooting this video, the primary wave is down, and this sets up an anticipation that if we're going to play the market in a certain direction, we would have a bias to play that market to the downside. We could do so by buying contra ETFs. We could do so by selling stock short. Now, that primary wave is the first part of the timing setup. We do need to see preferably a few other things occur before we would pull the trigger. Over to the left, we would want to monitor the movement of our VectorVest composite. We can see clearly that it opened down from the prior day, traded lower into the first half hour of trading, and then has begun to work its way higher ever since. At VectorVest, we recommend that you wait for at least the first half hour, potentially even the first hour of trading if you want to play it safer, to make sure that the market moves in the direction you want it to. We do provide a threshold or guidance on how far you'd like to see it move, and we'd like to see that composite price move at least 1%. So with the primary down, we'd like to see it move down by at least 1%. We can see that it actually did occur here today, and that may be a reason why you'd want to wait for the first hour, because it did move higher from there. That decision ultimately is going to be yours. Waiting till 10:30, of course, would be a little bit safer than trying to pull the trigger early on. I will tell you this, another thing that we like to see occur did not happen at 10 a.m. today, and that was the major indexes, the Dow, the S&P, and the NASDAQ, all down 1% to their own right. While the NASDAQ had pulled sufficiently below that 1% threshold, the other two indexes were lagging behind. So what we would do at this point is continue to monitor the market throughout the day. Once all those criteria are met, we could move then to the final phase of the selection process, and that's identifying the stocks to go short with. Or, in the case of a primary up and all the markets being up 1%, the stocks to go long with. We've made that process an absolute breeze. All you have to do is go right up to the top and click on the Derby tab. And right away, we're going to rank order all the Derby searches from the one that's performing the best all the way down to the one that's performing the worst. Folks, there are 192 searches in this list. The one that's leading the pack right now is Teeny Boppers Supercharged. We can see up here that it has the highest percent gain loss. And we're using the current market open price for this Derby. You can select the prior close for the stock pricing, but we encourage our investors to use the market open because then you're looking at the true performance for these stocks just during today's trading. Ultimately, that decision, however, is yours. Right out here to the right, we do have a nice summary window that'll give us some great information. You can see we are tracking the 192 searches that I mentioned. 83 of those searches are producing a profit, while 104 are producing a loss. There are four strategies in there, or searches, that are unchanged. And we can then see the average gain or loss across the board. Now, if we look down, we get some good information here as we go to the next two boxes. Under long searches, you can see of the 159 long strategies, 55 are making money while 100 are losing. And here we can see that perhaps these figures are what's bringing down the averages across the board. Because if we go down to the short searches, 33 are searches in all, 31 of those searches are producing a profit while only 2 are producing a loss. So if I had to set up an anticipation based upon this summary window, I gotta still be going with that primary wave down and believing that the short searches are going to be the way to go. So the Derby puts a tremendous amount of information right here at your fingertips. Now, if I wanted to just focus on the long searches, I could simply click on the View Longs button. This would give you all the searches that you'd want to work with when all signs are to buy. If I click on the View Shorts button, this would give you just the list of searches that you could use to make money in a down market. We also have a view here called Split View. Split View allows you to put the long and short searches side by side, so you can see what are the top performing long searches and, at the same time, what are the top performing short searches. And finally, we have the Derby View, and this best represents the spirit of this Derby race. Here you can see which horses are pulling head in a more visual representation. Looks like we have a couple horses here running neck and neck early on in the Derby race. Teeny Bopper Supercharged, followed by Mini Rockets Long and Power Moves 3. So it is interesting that some of the long searches are performing the best, even though across the board, the short searches look like, as a whole, they're performing the best. This creates a little bit of indecision, and since we haven't hit that 1% threshold yet, it's not all that surprising to see. All this information is reinforcing that what we'd like to do now is perhaps wait for a clear-cut winner. So what we could do is simply flip back and forth between the home page, where we have all of our beautiful market indicators that we want to follow, and when those triggers are met, simply click back on the Derby tab. I'd also point out that you could use your dashboard here and place on the VectorVest composite on the mini graph, or simply follow all the major indexes in your quick list. Once they all hit that 1% threshold, it's time to go. It's time to buy stocks long or sell stocks short accordingly. Remember, you always want to be consistent, however, with the primary wave. And you always want to wait until at least 10, possibly even 10:30, before you make that decision. I was hoping for a clear-cut winner for this next part, but hey, some days it's just a good idea not to place your bets, at least up until this point. But I do want to show you a couple of other neat things about the Derby. If I give us some more real estate again, I can click on any of the searches in any window and produce a little summary for that search. And here you can see all the stocks that are within that search. So when the triggers are met, these are the stocks you would go out and buy long or sell short accordingly. We also have a summary on the right, which tells us the number of stocks that are in the basket, how many are winning and losing, how many are unchanged, and what's the gain or loss with all stocks, with just the winners and just the losers. Nice thing to see about this particular basket is the losers are very marginal, while the winners are performing quite well for just one day performance. If I was uncomfortable with the cost per share on some of these stocks, even though it's the leading strategy or search, I could simply move down the list and find one that has a more comfortable price range for me. Since we're still biased on short, let's take a look at Sector Peak Short. That's the leading short strategy currently, and here we can see the stocks that are within this particular search. We have a very reasonable price to work with as far as selling stocks short, and we have nice numbers here in our summary as well. So at this point, it's time to just sit back, enjoy the race, wait for our opportunity, and then place our bets accordingly. Thanks for tuning in, and I hope this gives you a great idea on how to use this tool. The results that we have seen have been nothing short of phenomenal. Have a great day, folks.